Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor sitting in
I'm here.
Captain Scott Shank. And Captain we're not going to call him Rookie anymore.
Nope. Because Wahoo Ricky.
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 Ricky Papore is in the house.
Hey, I saw a text message said Rookie of the Year. I like that.
That's exactly
and
right.
And it got passed around between the boys at the Grey Goose Cup. It did.
Yeah. So.
You have due respect around that household, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So.
Whew. Well, you want to know the good thing?
What's that?
Water temperature on Tuesday was 54 degrees.
Yep.
Today was 66.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's better.
And you know what Saturday night is? Or Sunday morning at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. You've told us that like for the last 20 shows.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's daylight saving
it's
time.
Countdown,
we get it.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow.
What do you think is going to change everything? Like
the 14th
like
it will.
Like the fish really know that there's going to be daylight saving time?
14th. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Mark my words.
Mark my words, he says.
Because you know what I've seen in the river today? And yesterday?
What we saw what?
What I saw in the river?
What?
Spanish.
Yeah.
Jumping.
Yeah. Nice. I know exactly where they were, and I haven't been out there. Uh-huh. Between the Volano Bridge and Caps, probably, uh-huh. Or the airport.
There was there.
Why is that?
I don't know. They were right there.
That's the first place they show up every year, and they're
the
always
well.
This big.
And the well.
Yeah.
And they're that big.
Yeah.
They're little cuties. You go, what the heck was that? And then all of a sudden you watch another one. They're about an inch and a half wide.
Yeah.
And about 14 inches long.
And they're always there. That's always
the time of year.
You know,
between the airport right there.
You know what? You know what we need? We need the jacks and the ladyfish to
caught
show up.
Caught one yesterday.
Jack or ladyfish?
Jack.
Okay, one. We need them to show
but he
up.
Was little.
At least when you're on a charter and you can't catch reds and trout.
Because that's not happening.
But at least you're bending rods to get to the trout and the reds. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, at least you're entertaining, and I know we're always like, oh, my God, another ladyfish, another jack. Well, no. A lot of times, people just want to catch fish.
Yep.
And right now,
it's
damn near impossible.
It is.
So
it
why'd
is.
You say it was in the river today?
Huh?
Temperature?
66.
66 to 68, depending on what. I mean, this morning we all started, it was 65.6 or something it was when we started at 10 o'clock, and we fished tide, of course. And then when I got done running back at 3 o'clock, it was almost 68.
59 degrees at 9 mile today.
59? Wow.
Wow.
Not even 60 degrees yet.
Uh-uh.
It's getting colder as we went. It was warmer leaving out, and it got colder as we went.
Right. How far did you did you fish 9 mile?
Yeah.
Did you bottom fish 9 mile?
Yep.
Did catch any reds?
Snappers?
No.
Oh, no.
No, red, no. Big reds.
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. I was just curious. Red drum. No.
No.
Because this is a great time of year.
We did give it a shot, but.
Okay.
Yeah, you go out there with light tackle. Yeah, you go out there with light tackle and something all of a sudden scares you and it's a, you know, 40-pound redfish or whatever. You go,
right.
Okay, and then you switch over to bigger gear and you start catching them.
We broke a couple off. Might have been.
Yeah.
Could have been. Live bait.
Live bait.
Yeah, they ain't going to eat that.
Jigs. Yes, they have.
A redfish?
Had it happen last charter.
Really? Okay, because I've never seen, I've never caught that much. I mean, cut bait, yes.
Why wouldn't a redfish eat live bait?
Just Because I don't know. I'm just never. Well,
that's
on
what
it.
You fish with inshore.
Huh? I know that, but I mean, it doesn't like they're going to eat a beeliner or a grunt. I mean, yep. I've never caught them on one.
I'm thinking back. I mean, you know those big bull reds eat those grunts. They got to.
Yeah.
But beeliner's not in there anyway. It's too shallow.
Well, in the summertime, we catch the little ones and stuff.
Yeah, like I
caught a trigger fish.
Huh?
Caught a small trigger fish
really?
Today.
Small, okay.
A bunch of those ringtails.
Ringtails today.
You caught some ringtail porgies?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I said. I said,
That's cool.
But we don't catch a sheephead like Bayport. See, we catch the ringtails.
Right.
Out there. But...
But you know what? Nobody fishes for them.
I guess that is, Kevin. I guess.
You know, I'm serious.
I guess.
I was talking to... I don't remember, but we were all talking about how in Mayport and Fernandina, I mean, people go offshore to sheep's head fish.
Right.
You know, we don't do that. But there's guys in St. Augustine that do it, and they catch plenty.
You know, you're right.
I've gone to 4 Mile and blistered the sheep's head.
Well, I mean, I have diver friends, and they go down
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
And they shoot them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying there's... Acres of them, like over on the West Coast or something.
Right.
There's a few.
Right.
But speak of sheephead, folks, if you want a sheephead right now, if you could get you a handful of fiddler crabs right now, woo, those things are on fire.
The sheephead?
Uh-huh.
I caught a stud jigging, a flatfall jig on 9 Mile this time of year, March.
A sheephead?
Yeah.
On a jig?
Yeah.
Really? No kidding.
It's been like 5 years ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, a really giant one.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, everybody has sheephead fishing right now.
The problem is I've gone out there and tried it with fiddler crabs and stuff. Everything eats fiddler crab.
Yep.
I mean, a sea bass will eat a fiddler crab before it'll eat a piece of squid. I mean, it's you know, so that's always been my biggest thing is how do you get past everything else?
That's what I'd like to know, them boys up in May. I mean, how do you, what are we not seeing? There's got to be something we're not seeing. Just like how you and I, more you, could figure out the flounder game on the on the wrecks. You don't go over top of it. You stay off to the side. What is it then that I mean? Are they anchoring literally right over that hard bottom?
Oh, I'm sure they are. But if you know when you listen to Kirk talk about it, I mean he's still catching juvenile snapper, you know, sea bass, black drum, sheep's head. So he's catching all kinds of other fish while he's doing that. You know,
interesting. Okay.
But the other thing is we haven't had the weather to do it. You know, I mean, to pop offshore right now, I mean, we just, you know, I kept looking at it. I mean, I feel kind of fortunate today that I didn't have to fish because I know how slow it's been. I got to fish tomorrow. And I'm looking at the ocean going, all right, I wonder if I can slide out there to 4 Mile, 9 Mile, do something.
If it was me, I mean, I know that Captain Chris Worth went out there today to the pier barge.
Yeah.
But, I mean... As we talked last Friday, I caught a 30-pound black drum on 15-pound test
with
a jig head and a shrimp.
Yeah.
So my point being is that kind of stuff is like you guys wahoo fishing. The black drum, the big black drum, it's kind of a hush-hushy kind of thing.
Yeah.
You got to go
Definitely.
Out there and figure it out yourself because there's not that many spots to catch them. But I was actually surprised because Chris brought out crab out there, and I did not – he didn't catch any.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised because we're pretty good into March already.
Yeah.
Off the last moon. We should be on. They should be biting right now because the sheephead are wide open.
Okay. So it's interesting because whenever you talk to people like about the rut, it's going to happen about the same time of year.
Yeah.
You know, within a day or two. But like the black drum. Right. That's not going to happen within a week or two. It's all about water temperature.
Yes.
And we're nowhere near the peak of seasons for the black drum. And as a matter of fact.
And that's surface temp. What I called you out today at 66 degrees is surface. So I'm thinking, I mean, it's got to feed itself. You know, if you're still telling me it's 59 at 9 Mile, we know darn good and well it can't be. 60, 61 at the pier. I mean, I could look it up on my phone. But those drum like that 64, 65 before they even start thinking about it.
Right.
You
exactly.
know, and that's bottom temperature. And it ain't even
The last 2 years, the peak has been the very last week of March, first week of April.
Mm-hmm.
Last 2 years. And it's been warmer winters than than what we've had, you know, this winter.
This new moon will fire them off. One more week.
You know, and that's a really
good tip. He
said
the same thing about the new moon in January and February and, yeah.
Water temperature is everything fishing.
Sure it is.
Everything.
Yeah, it's absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And if it fluctuates like it did.
Yeah. You know, where it was what, 65, 66 last week.
And fishing was getting good. Thursday and Friday, fishing was getting.
Right. And then it dropped.
And then it dropped because of that nor'easter on Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, with a little bit of rain. We didn't have that much rain.
Right.
So we can't blame it on that. But that, enough of that northeast that is pushing in that daggum ocean water, you know, and dropped it. You know, and we had a lot of mornings. I mean, it was cold. I mean, I was wearing winter gear.
Oh, I just took the family out yesterday, and it was chilly.
It was chilly yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I was
damn happy to have on three shirts.
Yeah,
and jeans.
I was hiding behind buildings and stuff because we weren't really fishing. We were just boat riding, you know. But it was, I mean, we went to the inlet at one point in time, and it was cold, man. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely cold.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, all right, let's take a quick break here on the Most Southwest Grove Fishing Forecast. 641-1010. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana, see what's going on with him. Be right back.
Hey folks, Captain Scott for Fish Bites Trading Post. You know they have everything fish bites, but what you probably didn't know is a selection of products for the offshore. Blackfin and Crowder rods, Penn and Daiwa reels. They also carry Harrier slow pitch rods with Daiwa Lexa 400 reels. Lures by Magbay, Cowbell, Islander, everything from Catch and Bait to Catch and Blue Marlin. Inshore, they carry a full line of Bull Bay rods, reels from Daiwa, Penn, Okuma, and Florida Fishing Products. They also have surf rods from Over the Bar and Fish Bite Surf Series rods from Okuma. You also have to look good. Clothing from Frog Togs, Gills, 904 Outdoors, and Fish Bites. So stop by and see my friends Marty and Brett at Fish Bites Trading Post, 170 Nick's Boatyard Road, next to Home Depot in St. Augustine. Or call them at 904-217-8012. That's 904-217-8012. Tell them Captain Scott, the Fishing Forecast, sent you.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Kevin Favorson, Captain Scott Shank, Captain Ricky Purpoor. And bring Leon up, and I was kind of looking at the forecast simply for the fact that it's been getting better and better every day this week, you know, and having a trip tomorrow, they're calling for east winds 5 to 10, becoming southeast after midnight on Friday night, so that's east southeast around 10 on Saturday, so. It's kind of switching around, so maybe we'll get rid of some of the. Where's the swell coming from?
I don't know. There's
a storm offshore.
No, that's what
or
I'm
anything.
Saying. I haven't seen any low or nothing like that offshore. I mean, that was all that. Well, all the northeast, we had the high that was in the Gulf, and it slid across our coast.
Right.
Now we're starting to see a clock back around to the east and then the southeast. It blew southeast today. I'm 10 to 12 knots.
Yeah.
You know what I had out there.
Yeah, I can tell by your face.
Yeah. That was sunscreen too, bro.
Oh, I know. I put sunscreen on yesterday, and I got home. My wife's like, "You're supposed to put sunscreen on." And I had my grandbaby out, and she's like, "I'm like, look, the first thing I did when we got on the boat is I sprayed everybody down." Yep. So, yeah.
Hey, that's a good tip, folks, too, because I went out and bought one the other day. You know, we always have the old bottle from summer.
Yep.
It gets watered down. It expires.
Absolutely,
I mean, I get a new one every year, and it just got too warm too quick.
Yep.
And I didn't. And I came in a couple days red-faced because it lost its potency.
It will. It will because, Leon, is Leon there?
Yeah.
Leon.
I'm here.
Now, I had, years ago when I was sponsored by Bullfrog, they would send me new stuff each year. And when I say they sent me, they would back the semi in the driveway. Mm-hmm. I ain't kidding you.
I got me some of that love.
I mean, that was no joke. They would offload two pallets of sunscreen, foot powder. I mean, it was like, holy cow. But I supplied all the tournaments with sunscreen and stuff like that. So the reason they did it every year is because it all expired.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you had to give away as much stuff as you could.
And it doesn't matter if it's cream or if it's spray.
That's right.
It loses its oomph.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, make sure potency. You...
So, Leon, I was talking to our good buddy, Captain Larry Minyard, yesterday.
The Godfather,
yes. And for him to tell me it's as bad as he's ever seen it, ever, that's saying something, Larry. Bro. I mean, you know, it makes you feel a little better about struggling.
You do. You know, when he says it.
Yeah, when he says
it. And I'm going like, because I mean, I started back drinking again because I can't handle the pressure. I haven't drank in 3 years, and I started in the last 3 days.
Yeah. So that's a when he says that, Leon, it's tough. Tough.
Yeah, when the Godfather and he stresses, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It's just bad, real
right.
bad. When he's like that, you go, oh my God.
Yeah. It like I said, it makes you feel a little better, but then on the other end, you're like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, if he's not catching fish, you know, so, but it looked like you had a decent day today.
Had a decent day, two good fishermen today, Dennis Rosa and Fred. We catch and release charter, you know, throwing big old mighty, mighty mud minnows from Palm Valley. And I went scouting yesterday and I found some fish, so I had a decent game plan today. And got a decent game plan for tomorrow too, so I'm feeling pretty pumped about tomorrow. I got some redfish located in a few spots. Water temperature in the valley was as high as 66 degrees today,
yep.
And I'm happy to say the water clarity is getting just a little
yes.
bit better. I didn't say
yes.
it was good. I
yes.
just said it's better than what it's been.
Yeah, I noticed fishing. You know, I didn't go very far yesterday. Fished around the inlet. Lighthouse.
It had a greenish kind of
yeah,
tint to
it.
You know,
yeah.
it was.
It did.
It had a clearness to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, going in on the dead low tide
uh-huh.
at the ramp. I mean, I could see the bottom real good.
Did you bump?
The motor did. I mean, I had to kick it up.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. It's.
Yeah. Did you bump? No.
Definitely.
Oh okay. Yeah. He's definitely good with that big boat.
Boy,
yeah.
You got it. I mean, right now until they do something, we got to work. We got to work around the tides coming in and out of there.
Yeah, and. Because not because of you, because of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're always going to be able to get in and out of there, but not everybody is. And if they get stuck, you're done.
You're done.
Then nobody's getting in and nobody's getting out.
Nope. Found that out last week, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did. Well, at least the water temperature's coming up some, Leon. Like we talked about, it's gotten warmer and warmer as the week's going on, but it was funny when packing everybody up yesterday. I'm like, look, because you're in the driveway at 10 o'clock, it's hot, you know? And they're putting on bathing suits and everything. I'm like, look, I'm just telling you, it's going to be
yep.
cold,
yep.
you know? And it was. I mean, it was literally cold. So.
It was nice when you were still.
That's right, you know? Exactly.
Yes.
But when you moved, yeah. you're like, you looked at each other and you're like, you know, that's just a bit chilly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like the wimp that puts the jacket on when you run, but I don't care.
No, I hate
being cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Leon, I had people from Texas yesterday and today. And anyhow, they came down yesterday with swim trunks on, you know, the shirt. And I went, y'all brought any more clothes than that? And the mom goes, no. Why? I said, well, I got a sweatshirt on. I got a big, thick cotton long sleeve. And then I had, you know, another. And she says, you're wearing that much? I said, okay. Just... wait till I break this marina right here.
Yeah.
And you could see them all back there. They all look, they're all huddled together. I went, told you.
My charter was from Minnesota today, and they were wearing shorts and T-shirts, and I was
out
wearing
there.
Grundins.
Oh, yeah.
And they were getting wet, too, and they were good with it.
Unbelievable.
I saw some kids today swimming in the ICW.
Wow.
They were,
yeah,
they,
our jet skis
were
starting running around,
in a
too.
Boat, and they were all swimming. I was like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, that's cold. That's getting cold. No, there's no doubt.
Listen, I got to tell you, I got the dream charter tomorrow, Scotty, Kevin, boys. I get to take not only my father fishing tomorrow, but I get to take Misty's dad fishing also at the same time. I get to take both dads out. How
lucky. Wow.
That's a good
both
trip.
Both of them 83 years old, full of vinegar. And you know what? I feel like the luckiest guy in the world that I get to take both dads out at the same time. I mean, I don't know how often, you know, at that age, will I ever get another chance, you know? I really feel lucky that I get to take them tomorrow, and the weather's going to be right.
The weather is going to be right. I guess it was a year and a half ago or so, I took my dad and his best friend. And I felt pressure. Mm-hmm. I did. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like it was a like fun. You know what I'm saying? I want to put my dad on some fish. And then when we started catching fish, then I started having fun. You know, but in the beginning, I'm like, you know, wow, because he's the one who taught me, you know, how to get started in fishing. Yep. You know, and this, that, and the other, and in the ditch, and you know, so it was, but Leon. My dad's from the old school of either the big trout cork, okay, or the fish finder rig with a live mullet on it, and chunk it out there and
wait on it.
Here
let
you
it
go.
Sit.
Yeah, let it sit. You know, and you know what, we caught plenty of damn fish doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, plenty of fish.
Think about little flat bottoms. We just choked them things right up on the mud bank.
Yep,
and
that's right.
Threw four rods out behind the back of the boat. Took her shirt off.
Yep.
Cracked open a bush and let her eat.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Rodney.
And then we turned 13.
And then we turned 13. And then went to Boone's Farm.
Yeah, I mean, but and then you know, everybody started fishing with jig heads.
And moving.
And moving.
Ground.
And then trolling motors came around, and it's changed that fishing drastically. Drastically.
Trolling 100%. Motors have changed the biggest.
That's right.
Yes.
Sure they have.
Trolling motors have been in.
Yep. Sure they have.
And I'll probably, secondly, of course, you all will agree, is the advancements of bottom machines. Side scan,
that's true. Yeah.
Side scan, down scan, front scan. We watched that when we watched the bass tournaments. Just the guy, 20 years ago, you would have made 500,000 casts. Now the guy just holds a rod and goes, see that stump? Look, there's a fish right next to it. Watch this. I mean, watch that on a bass thing. He never.
Yeah.
They don't throw them like they used to constantly. Now they just search for them.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but the young guns are.
The young guys. The
young guns do it.
They
know
how
really
to use
good
that.
At it. I'm not. I'm,
no, of
I'm,
course not. We're too
I'm
old.
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing that marks the depth and tell me it's red on the bottom and green is a fish.
Yeah, and not only that, but that rock has a chip in it right there that has had the same chip in it for 10 years, and that's where we're going to anchor up, and that's where we're going to fish.
Exactly
you,
right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly right.
But I don't, you know, I don't.
All
I,
that new stuff, there's no need because I don't know how to read it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bet you I don't have 5 GPS numbers in the ditch. Everything I got's in my head.
Yeah.
You know? I got none.
Exactly.
None.
You got none.
Zero.
Yeah.
I mean, all my bull red fishing spots, I look left, and I look right, and go, yep, there's that house. Yep, there's that buoy. I'm lined up. All right, correct.
10 o'clock is the house. 9 o'clock is the buoy, or 3 o'clock is the buoy. Okay, stern's at 3, bow's at 10. I'm good. I'm here.
Yeah.
Let her eat.
Leon, whenever we used to fish Ponte Vedra grounds, we would run just south of Sawgrass. There was a house, and then you would run down the beach, and then from there you went 90 degrees at 23 minutes, and you stopped after 23 minutes with a pair of binoculars, and you either looked for another boat or they would put flags on them. It just like a flag that you see on a golf course, same flag, little tiny buoy. This ain't this big giant flag out there, okay? This is a little tiny flag, and that's what all white. There was no Loran, there was no nothing, and that's how you found spots. And then from there, you would go, okay, Dunn's Run is this far, and the Jack's Beach Wreck is from there is another 5.5. I mean, you had all this written down, 5.5 minutes, 6 minutes. And sometimes the flags weren't there, and you were screwed.
Storm came.
Yeah. I have some of those old maps that are hand-drawn like that. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
It was when I worked on Sea Love.
Yeah.
And it stunk. You took out a big old tire filled with 3 tires, actually. We're filled with concrete. And we would go to that area that particular day, and we'd fish there. That was it. We wouldn't travel. Interplane, outerplane, all that was marked. Desco, all them had flags. But basically the flags were exactly like you have on your bike when mama used to ride, or a go-kart.
Yeah.
I mean, the flag, you know, just like the golf course.
Yeah, that
was it.
Yep.
Through a styrofoam piece.
I remember him a little bit, but I remember.
Yeah.
And, man, you'd go up there, and we'd have to – take.
You get more excited about finding the spot, Leon, than you did about fishing.
Because then he had the old flasher, and then the flasher.
Yeah, we're here.
Flasher would go red and go, boys, drop him down.
Yeah, that's right.
The
flasher, the DDDDD.
We had the flashers then back on the boat.
Yeah, but Leon, that's why we
paper charts.
Oh, my God. Oh. And run out of paper, and then you got to undo the whole thing and flip it over and roll it back on like you're rolling a cigarette. Oh, it was a pain in the ass.
Oh, it was terrible.
God, it was terrible. Been there and done that 1,000 times.
But I would save all that paper.
Yes.
And I would go sit down with my mentor, Mike Scanlon, and we would lay it out on a table. And he would know each mark, and that's how he taught me about how marks of fish. This is a snapper. This is a grouper.
This is
beeliners. So then when I started getting those marks offshore on the paper, I knew what they were. I mean, that's
right.
You can almost identify fish better on the paper.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Than you can on our color charts.
That's all we used to run. We would run. You know, we'd had a regular Furuno old time bottom machine, but then you had your Furuno paper recorder on. Well, you would never turn the paper on until you got to the spot, because it would just run the paper. But you never looked. We didn't have color screens, but you never looked at the bottom machine again. You looked at that paper recording, exactly what he said. Amberjacks would be 25 feet off the bottom. Beeliners would show it as a V. Those were the beeliners. And
Christmas tree was a
Christmas
snapper.
Christmas tree was a snapper. Yep.
Yeah. But Leon, that's the other reason that I grew up beach fishing. You had landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, so that's really, honestly, that's what most everybody did was beach fishing. And of course, there wasn't that many people fishing then. You know, there was a handful of charter captains. They all did the same thing, and they all went to the same places every day. And
you just don't cut through their chum line.
Oh, God forbid. Yep, yep.
Just leave them alone and move up the line.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. It was.
There's only four of them that did it.
Yeah.
He was one.
Yep. It was.
Whitlock, Dennis.
Yep.
Chuck
did a little bit.
Chuck did Sarge. A little bit, but that was later on.
Yep.
He passed away. The Cool Change, Bub Pritchard.
Uh-huh.
Bub Pritchard did it. And Dennis Bub.
Mark McCose
on a Hot and Juicy.
And Mike, on a Hot and Juicy. Yeah, Mark was,
Mark McCose.
And Cameron Horner.
Cameron Horner. They shared the boat.
They shared that boat. Yep.
And then Mike, Oasis, Mike Uzina. Uzina.
Yep, him and his dad, Jack. Mm-hmm.
Jack
Uzina. Yeah, they chum fished a lot.
And then Captain Witt, you know about the old days, boy, talk about getting. I mean, that man's still alive, and he's 95 now.
I'm still scared 94. Of him.
I will not mess with him. He is not but like 5'1".
He's great.
But my gosh, when he grabs your hand, you know you've met a man.
Leon, just real quick, I know we need to take a break. What time are you leaving the dock tomorrow?
I'm leaving late. It's a short charter. You know, I got the two old men. We're going to start at 1 o'clock, and I'll probably be done by 4.
Wow, you are leaving late. Well, you're fishing the valley, too. So,
yeah,
all right, buddy. Great job on your day today.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, guys. We'll
talk to you soon.
Take care.
Yeah, man. 641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010 XL. And when are we here?
Huh?
Every Thursday evening.
Every Thursday evening from 6 to 7.
There you go. We'll be right back.
If you're into big bass, big money, and you have a big heart for struggling families in your community, here's the perfect event for you. The Father's Heart 7th Annual Bass Tournament. Get the details and register at thefathersheart.us. Saturday, April 3rd in Palatka, $2,500 first place minimum payout plus a minimum $500 big bass prize. Help yourself to some big money and help hungry families too. Tournament proceeds benefit the Father's Heart, a local nonprofit helping families in Clay and surrounding counties since 2009. They deliver 4,000 meals every month, but the need has never been more urgent. Learn more at thefathersheart.us and register for the 7th Annual Father's Heart Bass Tournament. That's thefathersheart.us.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. This segment is brought to you by, because it's Chip, Fish Bites Trading Post.
Yes. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
What's up,
Chip?
Another day. Ricky, thanks for taking care of my boys last week.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
They had a blast.
That was a good time.
What'd you catch?
Like a 70-pound wahoo, some triggerfish.
Pretty good day.
Cobias, yeah.
Cobias, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good day. He's making
us
look bad.
Really good.
Well, then he slides in the next day with five cobias, and I'm going, oof, this is going to take you. I'll stick around, so me and him clean cobias.
Yeah, he's getting ready to get the beeper on the boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Chip?
Yeah, we fix a tag.
Yeah, we're getting ready to find out where that little honey hole is.
I already had it put on for you guys.
You did? Good.
There you go.
Yes,
put
absolutely.
Put a jack on there so we can track him down.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's it. He's new at it, so he doesn't realize whenever that one client always keeps going into his backpack every time he stops.
Yeah.
So he hasn't figured that one out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's hitting the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yep.
Oh, man, you see somebody doing it on your boat, you're like, let me see your phone.
Yep. We've talked about it. I've dumped them over.
Have you had that happen to you, Chip?
Yeah. Corey and I both had. I finally looked at the guy and said, look, I'd appreciate it if you'd stop doing that. You know?
And you were inshore fishing?
Yeah, inshore, and he was taking pictures and hitting the mark on his GPS. So,
and you've had that happen to you?
Yeah. Let's see. I think I'm in it for four cell phones and like seven or eight GPSs.
I had a doctor, and it was a 5-hour offshore, you know, go trolling trip. Nice guy, you know. Had a boat. And we were catching fish, and I mean, literally, you know, my GPS is my Simrad on, and he takes his phone out and he's taking pictures of it, you know.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. And I'm like, you're really not doing that, are you? And he was like, what? I said, those are my numbers, you know.
Yes,
yeah. You know. I mean, I was being, I just couldn't believe that he was so blatant about. He goes, really? You do? I mean, this a problem for me having?
Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, you could go to jail for
that.
And he's like, okay. And then he's like, okay, I'll erase him. I'm sorry. I didn't know. You know. I mean, he was very cool about it because, like I said, I was driving. It wasn't like, you know. I mean, we were slow trolling. It wasn't like he was trying to hide anything. He just came up there and he's taking pictures. I'm like, you know, I thought maybe he wanted to see the bottom or something. You know, he's no, I'd like to have these numbers. I'm like, no, we can't have my numbers.
And Chip's here to tell you because we ran big boats, okay, and mm-hmm. you're in there. Watch Jimmy, you know, every time you go anchor, you know, you're backing down on a spot and all of a sudden you see him rifling through a backpack or something like that. Watch it because that's what happened. I'd be up on the bridge and, you know, I'm backing down. I'm looking back where I went and, damn, Jimmy keeps coming off deck, you know, when he hears the engines going into reverse. What, you know, why is he walking in the cabin? Going
so,
in the cabin, there's a GPS sitting there.
Chip, answer me this. Is there any truth that if you post a picture on Facebook or something like that, people can GPS it?
No, there's not.
I know of.
It'll tag where you're at.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I've had people tell me this. Is don't take a picture of a fish on your spot. As in, if you're in the ocean, if a guy takes a picture, he can go back on his phone and find the numbers.
Again, you're dealing with me that I don't know. I mean, I'm not electrically sound.
Now, I've had a couple people tell me that before.
Oh, that's wild.
My heart's starting to palpitate.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just something to think about
when you're, you know, you're on a bite of fish. It might not even be. It might be somewhat of a public number. But I'm just telling you, you know, it's something that you've worked, you know. I mean, I've worked hard for what I've gotten, and I've been blessed that a long-time charter boat captain gave me his book. I mean, where most of you paid for it, you know, other ways or the other. And nothing's worse. I mean, they're stealing from you. I mean, this is stuff you've worked at all your life, and to have somebody just go, hey, we know we're going on this. He's going to go to 10 or 12 spots. I'm going to nail 10 or 12 of them so we can go out next weekend and go fish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Oh, by the way, I got the new Simrad on.
Yeah,
ooh,
I was
like
telling them.
Yeah.
So like going over when you say the new Simrad, what did you get?
Evo 3 9 inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is sick.
I'm but like, he's wow, got the chip in it with everything.
Yeah, so that's just that's the same one that I have, but you got the upgraded chip.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is the bomb.
Side scan, down scan, everything.
Yep, side scan, down scan. I don't use the other. I'm starting to figure them out more and more. I was looking at all kinds of bottom today and stuff like that. But the nice thing about the chip is it gives you a satellite view of where you're at low tide. You can literally pull into a spot on high tide and go right to the oysters, stay off of them, fish to them.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only thing I wish we had on our, because a good friend of ours, just what he's talking about.
You can't do it for $500.
I know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, he learned how to fish contour breaks inside the creeks where, you know, how the lines are, lines are set.
Yep.
And damned if he didn't, I mean, he'd been walking on that black drum. I mean, not as of lately, but he wouldn't have found it unless he just lucked up. But he sat there and looked at his chart on a corner of an oyster bed and found how it, you know, dropped from 4 feet to 16 real fast, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, whack-a-mole him.
He caught some decent flounder today.
Did you?
I was surprised. Yeah, we had one redfish that literally came off right at the boat. And we had, you know, an 18-inch flounder that was pretty thick. And, I mean, it was a slow bite for us. I went for my little juveniles and snook today, and they just weren't having it. I think it was two bluebird sky. We got out, didn't get out for 10. But, and I usually don't do real well if it's bright and sunny. You know, and after about 7:30 on them, it's overcast, they'll bite all day. But so we ran back up and fished a bunch of other spots. So absolute gorgeous day on the water today, though.
Yeah.
So,
God, wasn't that was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's gonna be the same thing tomorrow too.
Yeah. But I'm off tomorrow and Saturday, and then I heard Leon talk about his dream charter. I get one of mine Sunday. I get a full day bass charter down in the lakes, and I am so fired up. I think I spent $160 at Academy yesterday. I'm like trick worms, the speed worms, and I've got rattle trap. I mean, I'm so fired up about this. It's going to be a lot of fun with my client, and the bite's been good.
And where are you going?
I'll tell you next week where I went, but I'm going down towards Gainesville.
Okay.
But no, I'm just kidding. I'm going to Lake Santa Fe. So, and when I was a kid, we had a house down there in Melrose, and I fished it as a kid, and I fished it. I love that lake.
And so on a Sunday, how many people will be fishing? I mean, is it crowded?
It shouldn't be too bad because they're having that big tournament out of the Black City Docks this weekend.
Yes.
So it I don't know how many people will be there, but it's big enough, and I know the lake well enough to where there's plenty of spots to fish.
Yeah, because it's Wolfson's this weekend, right?
Wolfson's isn't this weekend.
Wolfson's Bass.
No, I don't think it's this weekend. There's another one though. There's another tournament. It might be Wolfson's. This tournament's out of Black City Dock. It's a big one. It might be Wolfson's. I'm not sure.
Might be Wolfson's.
Usually they call us to talk about
the tournament. Yeah.
The tournament, and yeah, okay. I haven't heard anything.
I think this is, it's not the Wolfson's.
No, it's not the Wolfson's. No, I don't
forget
think so.
Which one it is. I talked to somebody who's fishing it.
I think it's the Allen Ives Memorial.
Nice. Okay.
We can call each other and ask about inshore and offshore. Well, I've still got a lot of bass fishing buddies that compete and fish all the time. So I'm like, hey, and they're like, what do you want?
Yeah, like, there's still be some bed and fish and stuff around.
Yeah, so when you're fishing Lake Santa Fe, tree lines, lily pads, creeks?
I'm going to be fishing. First thing in the morning we get there, he wants to throw topwater, so I'm going to throw topwater, and I'm going to throw a frog tied up on the grass where I want to throw. He can throw the topwater down the edges around lily pads and stuff like that, and tall grass. When the sun comes up a little bit, we'll find there's an edge of deeper water that goes up to Seminole, I think it's called Seminole grass.
Right.
And you get up on the edge of that, and then we start sight fishing. so, and I'll throw a trick worm. You'll catch a lot of the smaller bucks, you know, because the big females should be starting to come up to bed now, up the, down there. And
yep.
They haven't really been heavy on the beds. So you throw a trick worm, which is just a straight worm. You know, it doesn't have a tail, much of a tail. It looks like just a big, fat, long worm. And you throw that weedless end weighted and kind of twitch it like a fluke. Work that through the grass. We might pitch some docks a little bit later when the sun gets all the way up. But
yep.
I'm going to put that backrest on my boat so he can stand up on it, pitch it, the beds. One of us will try to catch the buck off of it, and then hopefully the female will pick up the next bait.
And just what's your water clarity like there?
It's Little Lake Santa Fe is kind of a little bit more darker, but when you get them up on the beds, you can see them. I mean, and you're standing, you know, with our glasses getting up off the water, the bass guys can't use what I use because
right.
They call it cheating. They're not allowed to stand up on stuff. But I have that platform in the backrest that I use for the cast and blast tournament for charters. So he can be able to stand up there comfortably and lean back if he wants and just pitch. The water clarity in the bigger lake is nicer. It's cleaner. But in the smaller lake, it's a little darker. So,
I mean, but in 3 feet of water, you can see a bass on a bed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, and I can't wait to play around with all that new equipment, the side scan. And the,
I know. You're going to be so confused.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half today going up and down the ditch just looking at stuff, finding fish. I'm like, Scotty, there's fish loaded up down here.
He kept calling me.
Yeah.
He kept calling me. Dude, I said, well, listen, what are you telling me for? Pull my minnow out or pull something out and catch something for me so I can go up there and I'll catch something out there. I just help the brother out a little bit. You know, don't tell me about it.
I know we need to take a break here real quick. On the side scan, how far out are you looking?
I'm usually not looking that far, Kevin. I'm looking for the contours of the bottom. It shows you the bottom. If I pull up to a dock, I can see the pilings and I can see the shadow line. You can see the shadows of the pilings are leaving.
20 feet, probably.
Okay.
So maybe it's like 25, 30 feet out.
Yeah.
But you can adjust it too. But I just want to see where the contours and the humps are and structure on the bottom so that I know, okay, that's what's right there. Then I can start pitching to it. It's not like that front, the live scope that we were talking about last week. It's just, you know, total different picture.
Right.
It shows you all the details on the bank spread out for me. It takes a little bit of getting used to about the angle of it, what you're actually looking at. But once you figure it out, it's pretty cool, you know. So, and you can see fish, you know. It doesn't show what, you know, a fish that actually, you can see kind of a shape.
Yeah.
It's takes a little bit of getting used to, so but it's fun, man. It's awesome.
That's cool. I mean, it just sounds like something that
I feel
we
like
should
I
have.
The spot lock trolling motor. I mean, that's the same way I felt when I got this.
Yep.
I'm like, I feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, they're gonna be jumping stuff in the boat now.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Looking at reefs and stuff like that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Would be.
You know,
it would be. It would be way cool. All right, buddy.
All right,
we appreciate you.
Awesome
we've been thinking about you.
Yep.
I appreciate it. She's not gonna be able to give me cast net instructions anymore, so I'm really screwed now. So.
That's all right. That's all right.
We got you covered.
We got you here,
right,
man. Right. We got your back.
Yep.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks.
See you, Chip.
Captain Chip Wingo checking in here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. We're gonna take our last little break, and then I'm going to bed because I got to get up early in the morning. I got to do my fishing report early with Jeff Prosser. Then I'm going fishing. Looking forward to it.
Really?
Yeah.
I am.
It's going to be a pretty day.
It's going to be a gorgeous day.
It's going to be a pretty day.
Yeah. I agree.
We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. It's funny, you were just talking about our good buddy, Dr. Crosco, and he's buying a new C-Pro.
It is. Pretty boat.
And you said it's black?
It's black.
You know, black boats look beautiful, but man, that's a tough upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who else bought a black one? and I walked around that one today. Our good buddy Ed Malin.
Ed Malin, yeah. Oh, his yeah. I talked
his
to
Blackwood. Blackwood.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got a new Blackwood. Yep. Made by Shearwater, and he's getting it. It'll be ready to go, and that shiny right this second.
Yeah. Twin 300s.
Uh huh.
Rocket ship.
Rocket ship.
And it's 27 foot.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, they're all 20.
I mean, that's easily 75. I mean, I'd say 75 miles an hour.
Oh, how fast would your Shearwater run?
It was a
high 50s, low 60s.
Yeah, high 50s, low 60s, according to...
It depend on how tree trimmed up.
Yeah, like when we were running to get bait, whether it be the airport basin or had to go south and I was by myself, it would... It was cool.
I mean, he's sitting there teetering.
Yeah. You could trim it out pretty darn good.
Yep. So one more foot of boat.
One more foot of boat with another 300. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and Ed behind the throttle.
And Ed behind the throttle.
You let me know about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but man. Yeah, that's just funny. I mean, why I've always had mostly light color boats except for my yellow fins, and.
And even the whites show enough. I mean, I got some stuff I got to repair.
But yep.
Anyhow, thanks to Waylon Bay, she's sitting up there. I got to get a little bit of stuff done tomorrow.
A little bit of stuff done. Oh, you got to get an oil change, don't you?
No, I'm actually getting my 1,000 hour. I put another belt on.
I got you.
100 hours on that engine. And I'll tell you what hurts. My power steering assist pump went out 2 days ago. Man, try to drive that thing like a semi truck.
Yeah.
But whoa, those new pumps are pricey.
Yeah, and I don't know.
$2,300
on my new one. The steering on that is, because I've always had the power steering. This one though, I mean, like your finger,
you got power assist.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, but it's different. We've had the same boat for forever. You know what I mean? And you know when something's different. This one's different. I mean, it's pretty interesting.
$2,300 for a new power assist pump.
Wow.
That's what I said. Woof.
Hey, at least you could get one.
No, you know they're back order for 3 months.
See?
So I'm just taking it off.
Yeah. Oh, so folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Chevrolet Buick GMC Outdoor Show on Saturday morning because it's going to be fun.
I'm even tuning in for that one.
Yeah, yeah, because there was always a little bet between Captain Kirk, the Sheepshead guy, against Lagerman, and 2 years in a row, Lagerman's put a whooping on him pretty good.
So it's, and
Jeff loves to like egg it on a little bit.
This is expensive. This is like Ruth Chris stuff.
This
ain't take me by the the drive thru.
Yep. Folks, thanks for joining us here on the Most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast for Captain Ricky Poore. Captain Scott Shank,
that's
I'm Captain
me.
Kevin Favor. Y'all have a great weekend of fishing. See ya.
See ya. See ya.